Hey, I'm Matt Bay with Old Man Bayside.
I'm Emmett from Dead Rise Woodcraft.
I'm Sam Wilkinson, and I'm a maker figuring it out.
Welcome to Makers Figuring It Out, a show where we strive to educate, motivate, and inspire makers of all skill levels with special guest makers, tips and tricks, do's and don'ts, and many things in between. And we are the makers. I'm Steve Huber from Wolf Woodworking Creations, and my other maker is...
Jacob from Native Sun Wood Art.
What's going on, Jacob?
Not much, just, you know,
just hanging out.
Crazy week. Yeah, crazy week, but a good week as well. Started a new job.
Cool.
And it's going really good so far.
Did your stress level come down?
Significantly.
Well, that's, yeah. So, making,
you know,
sometimes making money isn't worth the stress that you get from the job. You could be making, you know, six figures and be hating life. Or
yeah, true. Exactly. I believe it's like everyone has a proper place that they're supposed to be. And, you know, it takes time to figure that out and experience and trying different things. So that's what I've been all over the industry of, you know, different kitchens, restaurants, hotels and catering and such like that, and sports as well now. So I've kind of come back to restaurant cooking and being online and actually cooking and being a part of the rush and all that. And it's a lot better. And the team that we have there, they're very welcoming. They're very professional, highly skilled. And the executive chef, the way that he set things up as far as like the menu goes and how they prep, just their whole operation just is in a way that actually makes sense. And it's in the way that makes sense, and they actually execute it, which is what really blows my mind. It's like, finally, people somewhere that does something that makes sense. And like, you always say, like,
you're
why
like,
don't they do it this way? It only makes sense. And then I finally find a place where they actually can do it. It's incredible. It's like, my God, this is heaven.
This is true. It's true. The stories are true.
The stories are true. No, actually, it's like when you go into when you're watching a movie and like that one mythical figure comes out that somehow you never knew existed. And then everyone's like, the legends are true. And it's like, what legends? What are they talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. But started there. And it's been really good. By the way, though, as a plus, they do actually pay me more than my last job. So
that is definitely a better plus.
And I live just right down the block from where I'm working. So now I can walk to work too. So I save so much money on gas. There's just so many pluses to what I'm doing now. And being in such a more positive environment, it's actually, rediscovered my love for cooking and my passion for it, because I can actually do what I enjoy to do, which is actually cooking. And we have a really younger staff, like as far as the line goes and like line cooks. So they need to be guided. And, you know, there's a lot of teaching moments that happen and a lot of moments of mentoring and encouragement, which is all stuff that I enjoy doing as well. So get a lot of satisfaction from my job right now. It's only been a week, but it was a quote unquote crazy week because we had graduation over here. Like Tulane was having their graduation, so it was a lot higher numbers than normal, but it was still a lot of fun. They were like 12-hour days, but it didn't feel like 12-hour days. Go in, everyone's laughing, everyone's smiling, having a good time. They're getting crushed, but we're all working as a team and getting through it. So it was really enjoyable.
Well, I'm glad you had a better week and you're your new job sounds like.
As you're choking and dying over there.
Yeah, pretty much. But I am glad that you're...
How about you?
I'm
sorry. But yes, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing fair to partly cloudy. We'll just leave it at
fair
that.
Fair to partly cloudy.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's... life can get to you. Let's put it that way.
Oh, don't I know it, man.
Yep.
But I think we
muddle through it.
That's it. But, you know, maybe I think that's one of the things that I've learned in very recent memory, and I think could apply to more people, is that you don't necessarily have to just stand as is, as the situation is. You know, we like to think that so many things are out of our control, but it really is a matter of choice. And not saying that mentally everyone has the ability to make that choice or see the choice, but there's so many things that are within our grasp to be able to actually change. I mean, we're makers. That's what we do. We physically change the world around us. And by chance or by extension, we...
By happenstance?
by extension, we also emotionally, mentally change the world around us as well. I believe that everybody has that ability to... Like, I was unhappy at my previous job, and I, you know, wasn't happy with how I was being treated and just the situation in general. And, you know, money comes and goes, life is short and all these things. Those are all very true sentiments of like, yes, money isn't a factor, and it's a very important factor because we need money to pay bills and have a place to live and such.
Yeah, it's not that important.
At its essence, you know, all those things will work itself out. You should deserve happiness in what you're doing and your job and, you know, your hobbies. And like, yes, we're paid to go there and do a job, but that doesn't mean you should go to work and just constantly feel dread every day that you have to go there. You know, you should have some semblance of happiness doing what you're doing.
At least be content.
Exactly. It doesn't have to like send you over the moon, but you shouldn't feel like crap every time you leave work.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crappy feeling. And, you know, I've taken my father's advice many, many times. And it was, here's his advice. And I can't remember what his advice was now.
You forget something? No. Yeah.
First off, never leave a job without having one already lined up. That was that was number one.
Yep.
Number two, he said this when I was in the military, don't get an apartment that you can't afford on your own.
Yes.
Okay.
And, all good advice. Solid advice.
And what was the last one?
Oh, everybody Wang Chung tonight?
That's weird. I just heard that song the other day. Thanks, man. You're trying to screw me up, and I'm staying on track. Stay on track. Sometimes your best paying job is not the job you like. If you find a job you like and it pays decent, take the job that pays decent. You know, don't look at that, like I said, you know, $60,000 a year job versus $100,000. You think of, ooh, $100,000, that's a lot of money. And you take that job, and then all of a sudden you're like, this job sucks. Oh, they're working me to a T, and I don't have any time. I feel like, you know, I'm at their beck and call. And then you're like, I wish I would have taken the other one. You know, it all depends on, you know, what level of crap you're willing to take for the amount of pay that you get.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what it, you know, boils down to for me. But I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm my own boss, and my boss is awesome. He lets me sleep.
The power is yours.
He lets me sleep in.
Whenever he wants.
Whenever I want. Well, but yeah.
But yeah.
So pretty much, as you guys could tell, it's just us guys. It's just, you know, you, me, and Jacob. We're just we're gonna hang out with you guys this week, and if you want to hang out with us. No, that did not work out well at all. I'm going to try again. So if you would like to find us, that work? No?
Yeah, third time's the charm.
No, I can tell you from experience that is not the case. So I'll just start all over and go, hey, guys, I just want to let you know we're on LinkedIn, Buy Me a Coffee, Anchor, and Teespring, and our new concert shirts are out. So go check those things out. Every penny that you guys give us or donate to us, or however you want to put it, goes right back into the show for things like, you know, stickers. And also, if you want a sticker, DM myself or Jacob or DM Makers Figuring It Out on Instagram. Send us your address, and we'll get you a sticker out as soon as we can. So
Which
now we're back.
Also to happens show. To be me as well. So just saying.
Yep. By the way, buddy, they gave us a free hot sauce or some crap like that. And I think it's called Kick-Ass Hot Sauce or something.
Oh, yeah, the Sicker Mule Hot Sauce? Hell yes.
Yeah, I'm going to send that to you because I'm cool like that.
Cool, yeah, thank you. I'd appreciate it. I actually haven't tried it, but I wanted to try it because it's just very random for a sticker company to have a hot sauce.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust this or not. Hey, Jacob,
do
you want to try this? I don't know where it's. I don't know what it's made of or made where, but it came with our stickers.
I'll try anything twice. I've been told I have the mouth of a salamander. You don't know what that saying means, do you?
Nope. Look at my face. I was like.
Yeah, you're confused. I can tell the confusion on your face, which is most of the time. But you know,
I knew that was coming.
More pronounced now. Like you knew it was coming. You did nothing to stop it. See?
So much love.
So much love. Basically, that saying means that little preface that salamanders in mythology are a mythical fire creatures, actually too. So. Saying you have a mouth of a salamander means that you can, you know, eat
mini,
a lot of different
like a mini dragon,
like, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you might not get this reference, but if any younger fans might hear or recall the sword.
Are you calling me old?
Yes, very much so.
Bitch.
But like salamandra, like may have heard that term before. It's a fire. I guess deity's not that. Fire spirit. Yeah, fire spirit. There you go. So kind of salamander, you know, kind of reference. There's a whole backstory there, but we won't get into that now because it's probably just boring the shit out of everybody. But yeah, mouth of a salamander means that, you know, you are able to eat very spicy foods and you eat like a lot of different foods too, I guess by extension.
Okay. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. That really.
I didn't come up with that saying, by the way. I just want you to know that.
How about, you know, I think mouth of a dragon would probably be, you know, easier for the old people in the crowd to figure out.
It was an old guy that told me mouth of a salamander, so.
Was he from Louisiana?
No, he was from Florida/Georgia.
There you go. I don't know. I'm just.
Saying, but like mouth of a salamander is funnier.
Yeah, because it makes your, you know, the person you're talking to go, what the f- is he talking about? And then you make us think, and thinking is just never good. And
thinking for you is never good. Never your strong suit.
It's kind of funny, but kind of is sometimes. Then sometimes I overthink things a lot. True.
Exactly.
And you know, shit happens. We got to keep going. So, what I was thinking about doing this week, if you would think it would be okay, is kind of give people a little background information on how to do a, you know, how we get this podcast from us doing a Zoom chat to the final product out there.
I'll allow it.
I'm glad. So glad you will allow me.
I will indulge your request.
My curiosity.
Yeah, that. Well, it requires more like curiosity. We already know how it's done, but our listeners may not. So
right.
That's why we're here to help everybody.
You know, we are makers and we're figuring it out. So we're sharing the figuring out part.
Exactly. One of our mottos is educate after all. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the concept? Do you want to start with a topic? How we structure the podcast?
Well, I think editing, we've already, I think publishing. We've pretty much, we've given the background on how the podcast came to be. So listen to that in episode 50. You're 51. 52. You're in review. 52? No.
That 50. Was, well, yeah, 50, 51 is conceptual.
We touched on it more
in 52. Well, yep. We actually have talked about it a lot on this podcast. Let's just get into.
I was thinking about the beginning. You know, how, what do we use? So we got the background of how we got here. Then we needed Then we needed a platform to get.
We needed to be able to talk and record.
So, you know, that was the first thing that we needed.
I think that was easy enough for when we started. It was Zoom, and everybody at the time was just jumping on Zoom and using that for everything. And you use the premium membership is what we use to record or record longer than, was it 45 minutes? I think it is.
Right. I think that's as long as you can go.
But if you're a member, you can record for as long as you want on Zoom. So, and it's how much is that a year?
I don't know, $100 maybe, $150.
$100.
I think it's like $14 a month. I'm not really sure. It comes out of my account, and as long as it's not over, you know, $20, I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, but also in retrospect, with that, like the price is actually not that expensive. I mean, think about what you spend $100 on in a week. Like you could go out and have a nice dinner for $100, or you could save that one night and have like the ability to record and do your podcast for longer sessions for an entire year. So I was saying this to somebody else as well. Like I have PowerDirector on my phone and what I do on my video editing on, and I pay $35 a year for that. And I was telling someone, like, think of something that you spend $35 on, like in a night or on a night out. Like you could spend that on like, you know, yourself on a dinner and like some drinks.
You could spend that like on soda for the entire month, or sweet tea, like, or, you know, seven drinks so at like, the local bar that where you work at or something.
So like that one time payment stretched out over a year really is insignificant, and it financially makes sense because you're investing into the resource that you need to be able to do your project, your video, your podcast better, you know, for that entire length of time. So financially, it actually makes sense when you look at it at the long term.
Correct. Plus, it also helps when you have some sponsors. And exactly. So because we have some sponsors, Nick Ferrari.
Nick Ferrari.
I don't know where I got Nick Ferrari.
Who the hell is he?
I don't know. We can need to get him on this show, though. Maybe he's Vincent's older evil brother.
So his evil twin?
His evil twin, maybe.
His evil twin, Nick. I'm going to ask him about that.
Yeah, Nick Ferrari. Vincent Ferrari, and also Marion Ward, Tony Langer, and David Richardson. Isn't it Richardson?
David Reynolds.
David Reynolds. Like, first... God, I'm sorry. Yeah, so we want to thank those guys while we're on this topic, because basically we get to use some of the money that you guys give us to, you know, put this podcast together. And
well, let's not mince words. It's because of them and their donations, as well as our listeners and helping us out, that we're able to have these stickers that we have now that we're able to send out to everybody, and we're able to put out the concert t-shirt, as well as our amazing guests that have been on here. They help make all this possible for us to do. And that's what we love to do. We love having our listeners. We have great people helping us, helping to sponsor us so that we can give back to all of our amazing fans.
Pretty much. Just my goal when I started this, pretty much we met the goal is I wanted to be self-sustaining. You know, if we make extra, okay. But the basic cost for doing this podcast would be the Zoom premium membership.
Right.
And that is now, because of our sponsors, we don't have to pay out of pocket, which is awesome. And for the most part, you know, we're not going to profit on this podcast for a very long time, you know, to the point where, hey, I'm going to quit my job and we're going to just do podcast all day long. That's not going to happen. But
it would be nice. It would, like, that's not going to happen.
And I couldn't. I don't know how these daily podcasters do it. Or, you know, they do it like 4 days off out of the week. And I'm like, that's a lot of research. That's a lot of talking. I love to talk, but I don't think I could talk that much.
But we can appreciate the effort that goes into it doing our own for a year.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
But yeah, it does take a lot of effort, and we are truly in awe of all of them. But yeah, so we use Zoom to record and produce this podcasts. We publish on Anchor. Anchor is our platform that releases our podcast to all the different
to the masses.
Revenue to the masses.
Classes. I don't want
to
say platforms. Revenue.
Platforms. There you go. Platforms. It's our platform that releases it to other platforms like Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all these different ones.
It's just so we don't have to go to each one of those websites every week and whoop, put it out. Now,
exactly,
there may be another, you know, platform that we could use, and if there is, please let us know, because I just want to have a backup, just in case.
Well, I mean, from what I've seen, there's others on there. I mean, they're on there, and we've gone through the list, I think, but well.
Right, but what I'm saying is a platform that shoves it out to everybody, because if we were to get rid of Anchor, then I would have to go in and individually send it to each one of the platforms to have them put it on, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so the one of the benefits of Anchor is that it sends it out to a wide range of different platforms and that, you know, play our podcasts. And they also give us the ability to run ads immediately so that we can start producing a little bit of revenue for the show so that we can, you know, generate some income so that we can, again, you know, do really
buy
cool
stickers.
Stuff. For, yeah, buy stickers, shirts, and, you know, all sorts of other things for you know, help make this podcast possible and sustaining and able to keep going in the future. So that's one of the benefits of Anchor, that we're able to run an ad right away and start generating that revenue, which is always a plus. I don't think some of the platforms do that, like right off the
bat.
I think
you have to be there for, you know, could be the 20 episodes that Vincent always talks about. That could be it. You have to have 20 episodes before they'll pay anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's just good rule of thumb that, you know, that he has, which again, very good rule of thumb. You know, it shows you have the stamina to like keep it up. I didn't intend it to be like that, but it's just how it came out.
It's getting awkward in here. I'm scared. Mommy.
Don't make it weird, man. Don't make it weird.
Just let it happen.
Just let it have. Just learn to like it. So yeah, so we got Anchor, and once you have that set up, you're basically ready to start.
Pretty much
doing
a podcast,
right?
Yeah,
but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good podcast. You kind of need structure,
which
is something that we struggled at first.
We
right?
lacked a lot.
We lacked a lot at first, but slowly but surely we kind of integrated and started developing a bit more structure and getting a better streamlined system of how we want to organize the show, so it sounds better, it flows better. And that took some research on both of our parts and collaborating and just talking with each other about, right, what makes the most sense, how do we start the show with the intro, where do we go, how do we introduce the guests, how do we space out our topics and what we want to ask them? Where do we put in our ad break? Where do we throw in like our maker shout outs and so on and so forth in our ending? It took some time to develop that and research as well. So there's a lot of different videos that you and I have both seen on like YouTube and articles that we've read, right?
Right. But I haven't read shit.
I've watched
a lot of videos.
A lot of videos. See, I was trying to give you an end there. Of hey, like, man, yeah, we've done a lot of research. I'm like,
I know I have. In the recent past, not the distant past. The distant past was more of, I want to do a podcast. I need Zoom. Okay, thanks, Vincent, for telling me about Anchor.
Exactly.
Pretty much it just went out to the masses, and it was horrible.
And that was it.
That was it. But Jacob and I both knew, you knew, but you didn't know that you're going to be part of it. But you knew that this podcast is only going to get better if it doesn't go away.
Exactly.
And everybody's got to start.
Everybody's got to start out at suck. But also one of the other things is, and I think it's also something that Vincent says, I don't think he was the one that originated the term, but you got to kill your babies. Like you can't hold on to things if they're not working just because that's the first thing and you love it so much, you have to be willing to change and evolve and adapt. We noticed that Maker Sound Hall wasn't working. Our original format wasn't working. Idea and the content wasn't really coming to fruition. So we stopped, we reorganized, and we adapted, and we changed, and we came out with Makers Figuring It Out. And it's been running way better. So don't be afraid if like your first idea isn't working very well. Try something else.
Especially, no one says that you can't, especially if it's your first time.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to be great the first time.
Yeah, you're not going to be perfect. No one says that you have to be perfect. And if it's not perfect right off the bat, that you have to stop, end it forever, hate your life. Like, I cannot ever do this again. I'm so ashamed. No, screw that, man. If you tried something and it didn't work out the first time, try something else. Have the courage to do it again. This didn't work. Now I know what doesn't work. I can try something else, something different, and maybe this will work. Keep trying until you get it right. That's part of the process. That's part of the fun of what we do, you know, and it's part of the learning. You can tell somebody, you'll be able to tell the next person, hey, these are all the things that I tried that didn't work for me, and it'll help the next guy, you know?
Kind of what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Because we'll give them a shout out. How about that? We do have some friends of ours that have a new podcast. I always forget the name of it, but Jacob remembers.
The Making Our Way podcast.
Yeah, so this kind of, I wouldn't say is dedicated to them, but hopefully it'll give them some inspiration, you know, or some, you know. But if there's anybody else out there thinking about doing a podcast, you know, this can help them. Or if you're just interested, like, you'd like to see how the sausage is made, but you don't like to eat it. I don't know.
Dear God.
Well, that's kind of true.
But...
like
I mean,
kind of a gross kind of true.
Please stop. Shh. Quiet. Okay. But Chrissy, Dean, Austin, they're Making Our Way podcast, but they're doing a really good job. I've been listening since they've started and I like their format. I think it's going really well. I like their banter. Their chemistry on the mic is really good. They've had some really good guests on so far. They may change and tweak things as they go along. That's completely up to them as they get their feedback. I won't comment except just say that I really enjoy them. I know all of them personally, and I know that I consider them all friends. And they're all wonderful makers and have amazing ability. And I have no doubts that their podcast is going to shoot through the roof, just like, you know, Benson's and Clamp and... I don't really. Is it shameless to say ours too?
Because you know, I was thinking about that this week. I don't know how
we are number one in Finland in the how-to category. So that is that we're number one podcast in Finland in how-to.
Are you really?
Yeah, it was on that the Chartables chart.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're number one in Finland, man.
Hey, why would we be in Finland?
Air five. Why not?
I mean, I can understand being, you know, not in America.
Just take the win, dude. Just take the win.
Just taking the stupid win. Shout out to Finland.
Stupid win.
Actually, you know, we love you. Yep. Actually, it is kind of neat when you go to look at our analytics, and you can see what countries actually listen to your podcast. And it is kind of cool.
International.
Yeah. But I do want to know how less than 1% listens to us in, you know, Abu Dhabi. I'm like, how could you get less of a percent? That's not a full person.
How do you know?
Well, but I'm thinking,
less than a percent of like the... in terms of like our listenership, that doesn't count like less than 1% of a person.
Okay. Well, still at all, but if you multiply it to the total listeners, it doesn't come out to be a full person. But what it might be is that, the way that Anchor takes in the analytics, it could be from the inception of the podcast. So maybe one day we had somebody from Finland listen to us. And then they decided, you know, or, you know, Abu Dhabi listened to us and they are like, Oh, that was crap. And they never listened to us again. So that's how they get the, you know, less than 1%. And I was like, so could be the ultimate. Well,
also, our analytics on Anchor, and we should say this too, is that the analytics on Anchor are crap because they only come from one source, and that's Spotify, which is not all the platforms that we're on. So we're not getting true numbers.
Nope. We're only getting what everybody with Spotify. But, I mean, it is a good, let's put it this way, it is a good sample. And I tried to get our stuff from Apple. And I am not a fan of Apple.
That's the thing, is that our chartables is through our Apple URL, is linked through that. And so it's getting the information from that. And a little less than half of our listening platform, or what people are listening to us on, is Apple Podcasts. So that's probably why it's showing up that we're number one in Finland.
Yeah, probably.
So we have more listeners in Finland and across the world than we think.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually kind of surprised that we had a couple people from Germany pop up. It's just interesting that, you know, here are just two dudes that have started this, you know, a year ago, but they've actually reached around the world. We're making friends across the globe. Hell, we even had
figuring
some,
it out.
We even had makers that are not even on this continent.
Yes.
So
we've had Sam, and we've had, who was the other one? Damn, now you're gonna make me look it up.
It's Alexander the Great.
He's on this continent.
Right. No, we didn't. He's
in Canada. Thinking. It's the same continent.
Dude. The same country, continent. Did we get somebody from Japan?
Not yet. I wish.
We did have somebody from California, so that definitely counts as another country.
For those of you that are listening, you can't see this. My head is down, just shaking into my head.
I don't know why.
Anyways, so yeah, structure. Structure is key for a good flow of a show. One of the important, I guess two of the important parts of structure, we should say, is you got to have a strong intro and outro. They got to know who you are, why they're there from the jump, and when you're leaving. It's the same thing with YouTube videos. You know, basically you always have your intro, outro. You have your call to action somewhere in there, you know, liking, subscribing, or, you know, downloading the show, listening to the show, sharing the show, all that good stuff, leaving a review. That's kind of universal. It's like you have your intro, call to action, and your outro. Those are elements that are always going to be in there. And when you have a guest on, like we do, not all podcasts do, but when you have a guest, we've been incorporating a guest introduction. So we do some research into the guests. We kind of know a little bit of their background, the platforms that they're on, the content that they do. So we've been trying to incorporate, you know, an introduction that is flattering to the guests, so that it gets them pumped, it gets our listeners pumped for them, and then we can get right into the interview with a lot of good topics.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been, you know, some of our core listeners, you have seen the progression of the intro, you know, then basically the intro for the guests, the intro to the show, and then this, you know, the teaser for the guest, and they've progressed as we've gotten along further. I mean, when we first did it, there was no music, there was no nothing, and I thought, we need something back there, and it's a nice little beat. And the one thing about that is, it to me, it's one of the, when you listen to this podcast and you hear the beginning, the dump dum, you immediately know that's this podcast.
Yeah. And so you develop a uniqueness.
Right. And if they change it, you notice. So, you know, we keep the music in and we use it throughout the show. But the one thing that I was curious about, and I did a lot of research on this, is should there be background music playing underneath the podcast? And because I thought,
background music.
You know, I was like, maybe it's just a little ambiance or something like that. pretty much 95% of everything that I found basically said, don't put music in podcasts. Unless you're a music podcast, and then...
Unless you're music or maybe like a story podcast where it's like kind of like...
That is exactly, that's where I was going with this. They said, now if you're doing a story podcast, you may need that to, you know, kind of like, you know, that theme song. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Anyway, it's like in a horror movie, like when they're in the living room and they hear that scary music and like the door opens to like the bedroom that everyone knows is freaking haunted and the ghost is in, and then you had the one idiot that says like, we should go in there, what's this wee business? It's like, we should go in there. No, we shouldn't. Why not? Don't you hear that music?
Yeah, that was the commercial you're talking about?
No, that's just...
Oh. No,
that's just funny shit.
There was a commercial about that. No, yeah, exactly what you described was the commercial that I saw.
Or like the Geico commercial with like the kids. It's like, no, we should head for the cemetery. No, we should go into the cornfield. Like, why don't we just get in the running car? What, are you crazy? That's... Let's go in the barn behind all the hanging knives. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We run into the cemetery. Yeah, good idea.
But that's pretty much it. But, nope, I won't say the but. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you would never know what that is. So that's how it all starts. The intro music, it kind of, if you hear it somewhere else, you're like, what? That's not where it's supposed to be. Supposed to be with mm-hmm. Steve and Jacob.
Exactly.
It's kind of, and that's hopefully, you know, what it...
And the key thing with the music that we've learned, that has been pointed out to us by other friends that have podcasts, is when you have your music that starts in your intro, fade it out as you're talking, as you start to talk. Don't just like music, cut, hard cut, and then talk. Try and make it seamless. Try and make it natural.
Right. You want the listener to, you hear the, you know, you hear our ba-dump ba-dump thing first, and then you hear the music playing in the background, and then all of a sudden it just, you're like, oh, where'd it go?
It fades into the talking. You shouldn't notice it leaving. You should just seamlessly fade. You don't want things to be jarring to the ears. It's got to all be very soothing.
Well, there are times that you want it to be jarring to the audience, and we might be getting that to a little bit later, but, you know, it's kind of like the used car salesman.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess to like regain their attention, I guess it would be.
That would pull them back in, but you're supposed to be able to do that with your talk.
Yes, it should be interesting enough to keep them engaged.
Pretty much.
Which we may or may not always accomplish.
Or I'm going to test something out, boobs. See?
Boobs.
All you have to do is say boobs.
Exactly.
And yeah, they
I was completely distracted.
He was, Jacob like, oh, was look. Looking someplace else, and all of a sudden I said boobs. Like, what? Boobs? What? Hey, where? I don't see any boobs.
Hey, I like those.
So they're, you know, just to bring you guys back, I may just go boobs.
Exactly. As a disclaimer, we are a clean podcast.
We are, so that's why I said boobs. But it's kind of funny, though, and I've heard it. It actually works on the ladies, too.
Does it?
Yeah. It's universal. You say boobs, and everybody just stops.
Like, what did you say?
Also, I did, speaking of that, it's one of those words that, I don't know, it doesn't fit. Because there's a rhythm through the podcast. There's a frequency, and it goes, and it fades, it goes up. But as soon as you throw something like, huh? You're like, what? That wasn't the... You kind of get mauled.
I think boobs always fit. They're always fitting.
I don't have it. I don't have... Where's this damn sound effects button? I could bring it up. I told Jacob I wouldn't do it during the show.
During the show.
But he's testing my will.
I am.
Yeah.
Because he's strong at us. Tune in next week.
No, he's not. But so that's, but I did find out. So as you age, you have to start taking some pills. And it's just inevitable, unless you don't take pills and you're... But the majority of people will end up taking pills. And sometimes you go, did I take that pill? Did I not take that pill? I mean, you could set timers, you could set a whole bunch of crap. But what I found out actually works is as you hold like the pill bottle or whatever you need to remember in your hand, say some ridiculous phrase. Like, I like chickens in tuxedos. It's ridiculous, but when you think back, you're like, did I take my pill? Oh, yeah, there was chickens in tuxedos. Yeah, I took my pill. But say it differently every time, and you won't forget.
Can't use the same phrase, right?
No, you got to use different phrases because they have to be shocking and jarring and out of place, like your comments.
Like my comments.
Yep.
I like how you throw me under the bus as like you've never done that.
I have never.
You just said some really off the walls bullshit kind of statements that just kind of throw things off.
I'm just talking about tonight. I'm not saying always. I'm just talking about tonight.
Oh, okay. The localized event. I see.
Yes, I'm winning the argument via the local effect.
So with that, actually, let's get into what happens after you record the podcast, which is Steve's part, which is editing.
So, you guys may not do it, but one of the other reasons that I like Zoom is because they're not the only one that does it. Steve Ramsey told me on the after show, or after the show, that there was another platform that I could use. I don't know. Go back and listen to that episode, because it's our number one episode. So if you go back, listen to Steve Ramsey, there is another podcast. Not podcast. Good grief.
Podcasting platform?
Yeah.
So what happens... Because I actually don't know what you do. So when you go to edit.
So you don't appreciate what I do.
I appreciate what you do. I just don't know entirely what you do. So you plug it into an editing program.
That's going to suck the day that you may have to edit a show. If I can't make it for some reason. That's like, I don't know how to do this shit. So.
Well, if you can't make it, it just means that you're not here. It doesn't mean that your ass isn't editing.
No, that is true. But I'm just saying if one day that for some reason I can't edit it. You know, like my...
I'll figure it.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
I'll just figure it out.
Yep, but it won't be as good as mine now.
It'll be better.
Oh.
I'm just that good.
I was going to say, is that a challenge?
It is a challenge.
Okay, well...
What program do you use?
NCH software. They have a suite, and there are multiple things you could do with it. So it gives me a mix pad... where I do edit this show, but there's also a video pad editor. There's a wave editor. It's called Wave Pad Sound Editor. I put some effects on there and done some tweaking, but for the show, I use what's called MixPad, multi-channel or multi... what the frick is it called? Multi... It's an icon that I click, and that's about it. okay. MixPad multi-recording studio. So I can actually record multiple inputs if I had a multiple input card. You know, so I would not be able to... I mean, I'd be able to do USB mics, but if you want to do the other type, I forget what the name of them are. Not RCA. XLR. If you're doing an XLR connector, you have to go from an XLR connector to basically a converter. Put them all together and shove it into your computer. It's a suite that I use. There are others out there, I guarantee you. I've been experimenting with DaVinci Resolve, actually, as a sound editor, because it does do multiple channels. It's just that pesky little video is, you can't get rid of it, really, because it is a audio and video editor together.
Primarily a video, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, there are other things out there. Now...
Weren't you using Audacity for a while?
I have used Audacity. I use Audacity to I think, capture sound from the computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, if, you know, like a sound clip or something like that. If I wanted to pull a sound clip from us, then I would do that. I display it through my speakers, record what's coming out of speakers, and we're done. There are other ways to do that, just mind you. That's one of the things you can do.
But when you're editing, what are you doing?
Let's go back to Zoom. And one of the reasons that I like Zoom, that's where we were going with Steve Ramsey. Steve Ramsey told me that there's another video conferencing software that pretty much does the same thing that Zoom does, and it might be a little bit less expensive. Not that it's really that expensive. Right. But the one thing that I like about Zoom is you get a separate file for everything. If you have, you know, 20 people on there, you're going to have 20 files at least, because if they talk, if they don't talk, you don't get crap.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens, because it's not going to give you a blank file. But if somebody talks, it's you get a file for that, and it separates them. So if you want to, so the great thing about having separate tracks is, if let's say Jacob pops out a four letter word and I want to beep it out, I could keep talking and it'll beep under my voice. Instead of stop me and Jacob, it'll just beep him out. But I can still talk and you'll still hear me. It won't be the full solid thing. That's some of the weird stuff that you could do. But having multiple tracks just works better. And it also gives you a track of everything included. So it's like, you know, a stereo track of the entire recording session. And the video is the same exact way. It gives you any communications that you have in the text editor or the message board on it. If you do any screen sharing, it saves that. So, I mean, it gives you a lot of information when you, and like I said, sometimes you definitely like to have better or more tracks. You don't have to.
You definitely want more than less.
Right. Well, okay. So if you want tracks, so if I were to do a live stream, which I've been, you know, testing. So hopefully when release the challenge's final results, we'll be streaming it. And that way we could do some other things along with the stream.
Told me before that, like, there's, you have to normalize audio and like kind of match the volumes in when you're editing too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you normalize audio?
There's a normalize button. So basically,
what exactly does that mean?
It keeps the volume in a specific area. Normalize is basically normalizing just the sound. So your volume will equal my volume. It takes the average volume. Or the average spike. You can't see it, but you know the little mute button?
And cuts it across like the entire track, right?
Right. What was I going to say?
Are there other like effects or things that you do to the audio to make it sound more...
deeper?
Better quality to sound, like to hear? Yeah.
There'll be a limiter that I will put in. They're called effects, and there are so many of them. But the main ones that I use is amplify, compressor,
amplify, compressor,
and
limiter. You said,
yeah.
But those are the three main ones that you use.
Yeah, I don't know where de-esser. That's actually a new one that I just found out about the other day. De-esser.
Okay. What's that do?
When somebody says something, when you do that S sound, it could be nails on a chalkboard sometimes, if you do it right. So what you're doing is you're taking that spectrum, you're finding where the S is, and just kind of bringing that part of the spectrum down.
Bring that S down?
Yeah. It's actually...
Is that so?
Yes. That's why, I had you record those things prior to, because that way I will set your effects.
Oh, okay.
And then, that's pretty much it.
So after we get the audio all set, everything edited in, and we on Anchor, we can...
Oh, no, we're not done yet. That's just getting the volume done.
Oh, there's more. What else happens?
Am I telling you, or am I telling the audience?
Remember, you said, yeah, you said if, you know, I ever need to, this is good information.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. So, all right. So now that you got the volume and audio kind of either amplified or limited or de-essed, what happens after that?
Then I will render it.
There's no clipping involved or anything like
that's,
that?
Well, that's what the high and low pass filters, from what I remember, are pretty much just pretty much the high and low pass filters. It'll get that background noise. So if something is really high, like a fan blade, something in the background, that can go away. Or a low hum, you can basically limit the high and low. And you take those out, okay, and there's nothing going on at all.
Nice. Yeah. And you clip, well, obviously you clip out the pieces that you want, like our before and after talk, and or our talk starting to break. You clip those out, and that way you're just left with the clean, clean audio.
Pretty clean, right.
Clean edited audio that you want just for the show, and then you can render that out. Right? When you render it, what happens?
That's still not all that I do to it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You said that's all, and then render.
No. There's that's just getting the voices right. Now there's the editing part. We haven't even started editing prior to that. We're just getting ready for the edit. So once we have all of that taken care of for each one of our tracks, then I have to listen to the podcast like two or three times. It's right. Wonderful.
Right. All 2.5-3 hours of track.
Pretty much.
Over and over again.
Yeah, pretty much I have to listen to that over and over and over just to make sure that, you know, Jacob hasn't said anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. That I haven't said anything wrong.
Yeah, I know.
But it's got, well, I mean, when you do the clap, because you do the clap now so you can see where our actual show starts and, like, the break starts and then the break ends and so on. So that's got to make it easier to, like, know where you can actually, like, clip out the really unnecessary audio and to know where you really have to start. Right.
If so, if you've been a guest on the show, you know what you know what happens. We have a 5 seconds break of nobody talking. And then we do that when we, you know, go to our break, and then we come back from the break. And then when we end it, we just end. But the reason is to have, at first it was just to have the silence, because I think I tried it on the very first recording that I did. I clapped and I couldn't see it at all. So I was like, okay, let's just go with silence, because you could actually see that as a gap. When you look at the whole spectrum for the whole show and all the tracks, you could see that. Then after that takes place, I will go in and I will listen to the podcast over. Mm-hmm. It's not really over and over. Usually I do it pretty much the next day, so it's still in my brain where, you know, things have been said that I'm like, oh, I got to find that one. I used to write down the time, and that just doesn't work, because there's a timer for the Zoom call. There's no real timer when you get the audio to let you know where those spots are that you have to cut. So, and that's the reason for the clap. It's a big spike. So what we've been doing is we've been doing a little bit of silence and then a clap. Sorry, we do a clap and then a little bit of silence, and then we go into it. So when I shrink down the spectrum, I will see a gap and then a spike. And the spike will be higher than everything else. And usually I do 3 claps because it's a distinct pattern on the screen. So that's right. Where I know to cut pretty much the pre-show, the break in between, and then the end. I take those, once I cut those, then I just delete those parts of the track, and then I'm left with pretty much two recordings on the same track, or different tracks, but I have, you know, two recordings, two separate, so I have the first half of the show and the second half of the show. That's when I start listening, and I'm like, okay, Jacob dropped the F-bomb here, and I go back and listen to the show, and then once I hear the F-bomb, then there's a thing that's called silence, so you can actually just, instead of beeping it out, you can actually just silence it out, but I like to put my own little spin on things, and that's where we get the blaster. It's now our signature. It's only signature because I said it's our signature, but anyway, so that's what we use instead of a beep, and then I go through that. And then once I have found, and then, and I say, and I've said this a couple times, that our show is pretty much not edited. It's edited for sound and quality, but not so much for content. And I really can't say that it is, because there are some things that I cut out because it could be a pause that's too long. Could be, you know, Jacob sneezed, something like that. Or I just said something stupid that I don't want to embarrass myself with. Or maybe Jacob said something that I'm like, oh my God, that was horrible. And I take that out. So it's not changing the content. It's just taking, sometimes it's the sidebars that I'm like, I got to take this sidebar out. This had nothing to do with anything and it didn't make sense. Gone. Yeah. And so that's, and then right, once that's done, then once I've found those things, clipped them out, then I have to put the show, put those pieces back together. So once I get everything edited for sound quality and volume, for now, I know the last couple shows, that's why I've been working on it. That's why the sound has been kind of weird, because I've been working on it. And so it's better than it could sound. I can tell you that much right now.
Gotcha.
But then after that's done, that's pretty much when I render it. And so what I do is I delete the second half, move everything up to the beginning of the timeline, and then render it, and then go back to the program and hit Control Z, which undoes the deletion. And then I do the second half and render the second half. And then once that's done, that's when I go into Anchor. And right. Then all you have to do is...
So you render both halves separately, and then you upload
right.
Them
so I have separately. Part one and part two. That way we don't have to use anything from Anchor. But yeah, then once that's done, well...
Then you got to wait for it to upload to Anchor.
Right. Yeah, and that takes a little bit. So we're gonna take a quick break, because Steve has to go take care of business. He's an old man, and his bladder is kind of...
Oh, now it's you that has to go take care of business now. All right. Mm-hmm. Get it. Thank you.
No problem. I'll just give it, you know. All right, so it's always you, so I figured I'll make it me. It's a partnership.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. So, yeah, we're going to take a break, pay the bills, and then we'll be right back.
If you are in need of a little happy artwork for your home, office, or shop, then be like Jacob and I and many others by stopping by the Creative Ward Gallery on Instagram and Facebook. There you will find many beautiful Bob Ross inspired artworks by the very talented Marion Ward. All are hand painted, and no two are exactly the same. So join Jacob and I in our support of this happy little art gallery by picking up your work of art, or work of Marion in this case, for your space or as a gift for family or friends. You won't be disappointed. Mention our podcast and you'll get free shipping in the United States. That's the Creative Ward Gallery on Facebook and Instagram. Has your cutting board seen better days? What about those pesky sweat rings on your fine furniture? Do you like to read but find it difficult to hold the book open without your hands getting cramped? Well, friends, we have the place for you. Search Handmade by Vincent Ferrari on your favorite web browser, where his motto is custom for everyone. Whether it's custom woodwork, laser engraving, or jewelry, what you want is only a request away. So visit friend and supporter of the show, Vincent Ferrari, on Instagram and the World Wide Web. Mention code MFIO and Vincent will give you 10% off.
I'm Steve Ramsey, and I'm a maker figuring it out.
And we're back.
Where are we back from?
From break.
Oh, cool.
Well, we're back from, I came back from Finland. I don't know about you, because we're very popular there.
Yeah, I just have a hard time believing that, but.
The numbers don't lie, sir.
No, but the website lie. Could lie. But.
That's altogether possible.
But who knows? Anyways,
so, back to our discussion about how to do a podcast. So. We've got our structure. Well, we have our concept. We have our topic. We have our structure, intro, outro. We've done the editing. Now we have it uploaded to our chosen platform. What comes after that? Marketing. Well,
actually, not really.
Well, what comes after that?
Well, if it's anything like our show, it's more of, hey, Steve, this didn't happen. The volume's too low. Ah, crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, next comes like the secondary edits and then making sure that your co-host actually uploads the logo to the Google Drive. Yeah. So
yeah, then once all of that is actually done and everything's good, I make a logo for Makers Figuring It Out. I upload that, and that's pretty much it. unless there's something else there. Yeah. And then Jacob takes over from there. I mean, we both do it on both of our Instagrams, but we have that special channel that Jacob made for us. Well, for us, as in the makers here.
So we have, yeah, so we had the podcast Instagram page that we promote our channel on, and that I do connections and like I answer all the comments and messages that come in. So yeah, Steve makes the logo, and that goes on to for the podcast. It's what you see when you, you know, pull up the episode and whatever player podcast player that you're choosing, and also when you pull up the link. So, and I use that logo to post on Instagram and make the actual post and like, you know, tag our guests and all the different hashtags and any topics that we talked about in particular, and our, you know, shout outs that we have. So I use that as a platform for that. And really an important step after you get it uploaded is promoting. So we have the Instagram channel, and I also, you said that you promote it on your personal, I promote it on mine. I also promote any other platforms that I'm like Facebook, any of the Discord groups that I'm a part of that allows me to promote our content, you know, like the Mozi discount Discord group or the Skilltree, and you know, whichever other ones that I'm a part of. So basically it's promotion. So if people don't know that you have the podcast out there, or you don't, or that you have the content out there to listen, they're not going to know to go listen. So you have to let people know that your content is out there. So promotion is key. Even though you might think like it's just like automatically, like I put it out there, I don't understand why people aren't listening, because they don't know. People need to be kind of reminded that you're out there. Like, this is out there. This is new. This just got uploaded. Once you form a routine and then you have a recurring listener base of people that constantly come back, and a consistent audience, then it becomes a little less daunting.
It's almost like YouTube in a way.
In a way.
But it's audio, not video. And just because you still want to promote your videos on other people's pages and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and main reason that we have guests, and let's face it, it's because we like these people and we know these people, but it's also to help them get, you know, if we can get them two new listeners coming on our podcast, hey, two new listeners, you know, to their podcast or their channel or their, you know, their feed.
Yeah.
It's a symbiote relationship.
It's two sides. It's very much a two-way street. It helps them get more notice, but it also helps us get more notice, because they're bringing with them their audience, and we're bringing with us our audience, and we're
mashing them together.
We're basically trading people. People that we have might not have known about them and can, you know, go check them out and maybe make that connection, and vice versa. They're bringing people that may not have known about us and can get interested in what we're doing, and now we have that new listener. So it's very much a
symbiotic.
Not symbiotic. There's another word, not a phrase. Anyway, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
It helps both parties. It really does. So, and then after promotion, that's basically it. And then you could truthfully stop there. You can get into like how we have, we can be sponsored on Anchor. You can start your own Patreon page. You can do Buy Me a Coffee. You can have a Teespring account and all these merchandise. You can go that extra step further. Not all 100% necessary, but those are extra things that you can do to kind of further enhance your experience if you want.
Right. Well, speaking of Teespring, don't forget we have that concert shirt for all 52 episodes. Please go check that out when you get a chance, and you know, buy a shirt. It'll help us out.
Yeah.
It'll help you bring.
Definitely
help us help you guys out.
And it looks good too.
I think so.
So yeah. And then another thing that you might want to do or consider as you get a listener base is maybe doing a challenge like we're doing. And we have our Raise the Bar challenge, which is coming up on May 28th. So by the time you're listening to this one, actually, it will have just started. And that is You have to build an alcohol or alcoholic beverage or just regular beverage display. It can be sitting, hanging, or standing. It has to be made of two or more materials. And it's going to be judged on overall appearance, creativity, difficulty, and practicality. And we're going to have two winners. We're going to do the winner based on our judging criteria. And then we're going to have a viewer's choice. And then we're getting gifts together. Right now, we've had a lot of people come to us and say they're, you know, willing and happy to donate these prizes for the winners. And we're super appreciative to all of them. If you, like, you know who you are, if you're listening, which most of them do. And we also have a couple prizes that we're going to give away. We're both going to participate as well, but we are not eligible for the prizes. We just want to participate and encourage the rest of you to keep going and, you know, be involved.
But if you're sending in, you know, some kind of little tchotchke or something like that, we wouldn't mind if you send one to each of us. I'll proudly display it somewhere. It's like,
right. I'll always take free shit.
Yeah. It's like that little baby tree in a dome.
Exactly. Like this one?
Yeah, like that one.
This little baby tree.
Who gave that to us?
The one from Emmett. Emmett from Dead Rise.
Yeah, Rules. That was cool. I remember getting it going, it's cool. I don't know what it is. And he was like, so I messaged him and he goes, it's a tree and a little dome. And I went, okay, that's what I thought it was. But I don't know if it meant, you know, there was some kind of, you know, hidden meaning behind it.
Special hidden meaning, yeah.
I never know. Because you got, you know.
But yeah, so the challenge is coming up, and we hope we'd be happy, honestly, if one or two people participated.
Besides us.
We're hoping that, like, a decent amount, but, you know, if you're able to participate, that's great. If you're not able to, that's fine, too. Just encourage other, you know, other people, and, you know, just be positive. It's going to go from May 28th to June 28th, so you got an entire month to be able to make these. It can be as simple or elaborate as you want it to be, just as long as it, you know, you just keep in mind the criteria that we're judging it on, and it has to be made of two or more materials. And that's basically it. It can be in any design, way, shape, fashion, or form that you want.
And if you do a video for it, let us know, and I'll figure something out during the live show. Maybe we could show a snippet
We'll put together a playlist for it, and so that
you will definitely check them out. We will definitely do a playlist for it. But yeah, I think a little snippet, you know, during the show, kind of like you see, you know, when a host comes out on, like, David Letterman, which is he's retired, I know. Who is it now? Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, they come out and they show us, hey, here's a clip of your new movie, and then. You know, all right, thanks. Here's your frying pan. Now go home.
Like, can't get your shit and get out.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, what else are we missing? So after that, Jacob gets all done with his side of the promoting and prizes and schmoozing other people to get us on. Actually, Jacob also, I think he pulls in more guests than I have. Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to reach out and actually ask people to be on besides just us two heads talking.
Yeah, that's pretty true. But, I mean, you're the one that I think contacts more people than I have. To see it, I don't know, maybe 50%.
I think it might be equal. Yeah, I think it's 50-50. I mean, you've pulled on people and I pulled on people. The last two I've invited, or the next two, I should.
No.
Two of the next I've invited on,
and one is a very special surprise.
One is a very special surprise. Yeah, yes,
kind of. He or she is a cool dude. It or dude at
cool dude. Yeah. Previous guests on here. We won't tell you what episode because it may or may not have been a while. And happens to enjoy brass. And we'll leave it at that and let your minds run amok.
Right. You said brass, right?
Brass.
B-R-A-S-S. Just so, I'm just making sure
not bass, although he or she might enjoy bass.
I'd say, never mind. Well, just leave it at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just keep your comments.
Let's think of bass. Right. Bass
fishing.
Yeah, bass fishing.
Could enjoy
yeah.
bass.
Brass, bass, ass, grass, or gas. No.
Rules of the road: ass, cast, or grass.
No one rides for free.
So, should we get into make your shout out, sir?
No, we didn't get to the other point.
What are the
analytics?
Oh, so we
I mean that takes it full circle. So sorry, well, we'll and then we can do this little. This shouldn't take that long at all.
I forgot about the analytics. Truthfully,
yeah. I don't know why I look at them so much, but I enjoy to see the steady upward curve, which is really kind of nice.
Yes.
So I mean, we get analytics like Jacob said earlier from Spotify only, and
on Anchor. But it's not all. That's not all of where we're at. But the unfortunate part of Anchor is that it only shows Spotify, which
is only 10%.
10% of like where we're listened on.
Right.
Yes.
So I mean, it doesn't even give you a good. You know, it's 0.1%. It's 10%. Well, that's what it is. Duh. But yeah, we get 10%. So 10% of the people that listen to us on a weekly basis, which will be about 13, are the ones that are letting us know how well we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not.
And there's other ways too. Like we just got into setting up Chartables, so we'll get that, you know, adjusted, and we can see our listener base from there. Right. And hopefully, it's a little bit more accurate.
Hopefully. I mean, we did find our reviews, so.
Yes.
But yeah, so Jacob and I, we will look at the immediate outcome. So as you all know, that the show gets released every week on Friday. Now, way back around episode 7 or 8, somebody missed the upload day, which originally was, or the premiere date is actually Wednesday. And then we change it to Friday. And since we change it to Friday, we only get for this week, actually 5 days of actual data for that episode. Because the other 2 days are in the following week because of the way that everything happened. It screwed up. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a way to change it unless I just skip an episode completely and then pretty much start releasing it on Wednesday. But anyway, so that's where we are. But it is kind of nice when we see everything just moving up and up and up. And
yes, you will start to see a compound effect. It's not just going to be, it'll seem low at first, but as you go, it's again, like same thing with YouTube. As you add more content, you'll see your views and your downloads increase because you have you're still increasing your base of content out there. The more you have, the more chance that you have to be seen and be listened to. And for that one listener to like listen to an episode and then see you have this other base of content and go back and listen to more. So the more that you have, the more likely you are to be seen, and you will see those numbers start to compound.
And they will grow.
Because we still get listens on our earlier episodes now, even to this day, because they're still being discovered.
Yep. And then, you know, it's like pretty much anybody who's like, oh, that was a cool podcast. Let's go see how bad they were at the beginning. You know, and exactly. That's what I pretty much have done with Vincent's podcast and We Build a Thing. Some clamp. Still haven't got the other group yet.
Making Our Way.
That's
podcast.
The one. I'll get him eventually.
You will get it
eventually.
It's not you guys. It's him. He forgets easily.
Yep. Especially when I don't have anything written down. But the way I kind of look at it is, as long as that line keeps on a upward trajectory, it's okay. But the other cool thing is, you get to see what days people listen to your podcast on.
Exactly. So you figure when's a better day to upload. And you also can see in the episode analytics of where they come in and where things drop off, so you can see kind of more tailor your episode to keeping on track for themes or topics. So if you start veering off on the topic and a bit too much segue and sidebar, like we've been known to do, maybe kind of veer back in, and maybe you need to cut that off and get a little bit more focused. And it's a good way to identify problem areas. So it's not things to be heard about, it's things to learn from.
And
so
just
take them, take them with a grain of salt and take them and use them to just make your show better.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for the analytics, we wouldn't know if we were doing well or not. And that goes with another thing, that if you ever decide that you want to have make your own podcast or anything like that, just remember, everything's going to start out really slow. And I mean, unless you're already out there and very established on maybe YouTube or what's the new one? Twitch? No, that's a streaming thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not new
either. No, it's not, but it's...
Are you talking about like TikTok?
No. But anyway, any of the some other platforms, you'll see downward trends sometimes. And then they'll pop back up, and it just... Sometimes it, from what I've noticed, is... looking at the analytics, you can actually see when a podcast comes out, it spikes, then it goes, then it starts to drop off, and then it bounces back up in the middle of the week and then drops back off again. So there's one big spike and then another little one. And it's really weird that I think Tuesday or Wednesday is our second big download date. Third. Because you have the weekend. Actually, no. It's 35% on Saturday and 10% on the rest of the, pretty much the rest of the days. And then 14%. Yeah, something like that. So that's our second highest. You know, I'm like, that's weird. It's a Tuesday. But so you may see downtrends, and it just means that, you know, that's what I was thinking. You may see the downtrend, but when you actually look at the latest episode, the views for that episode are still kind of in the same area as used for your previous episodes. So just because you have a downturn doesn't mean that people hated your new your most recent podcast. It could be that they just didn't want to listen to any of the old ones, or they've already caught up.
Right.
You know, and they're, who knows? I mean, there are so many different reasons for it. But yeah, that's why we're here. We're still trying to figure it out.
Exactly. Always figuring it out.
Yep. Always.
Right.
So, Jacob, so you said something about a shout out.
I did.
So, hey, let's hear about that.
All right, cool. So my shout out is former guest on the podcast and really the godfather of woodworking on YouTube for everybody, Steve Ramsey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he came out recently with a line of videos about woodworking essential jigs. And I've watched all of them up to his recent one, and I think they're awesome. Like, he's got how to make your own like feather boards, how to make your own like push block, taper jigs, all very simple, all very, very effective, and he has the plans for them, and they're all free, which is the main thing that I think is incredible. And again, just the generosity of this man. So he shows you how to make them. He has the videos on there, and then he has all the plans available for free on, like, all you have to do is click the link in one of his videos, and it takes you to him. You put in your email, and then it takes you to, he has them in standard imperial measurements or in metric as well, so anybody can use these plans, and they're just really cool. I really appreciate that he did that and does that continuously just to make it woodworking accessible to anybody. Because especially like the feather boards, I thought were really cool. He made them out of pine. He made most of them out of pine, and they're all stupid cheap to make, very simple as well, and effective at the same time. So I thought that was pretty awesome, so that you could like And it's also makes what you're doing that much more safer, because safety is very important with what we're doing, because we have power tools and like sharp spinning objects a lot of times.
Oh man, speaking of safety, I was watching this one video, and it was, you could definitely tell it was not in the United States, but the guy was using a chainsaw and he was shaping a bowl, and he was holding the bowl with his feet. Not his his shoes, but his feet.
His bare feet.
And then after he got enough of the center out, he got one of those, what do you call it, burrs? You know, that you use for bowl carving. And he was using that. I was like, oh my God, there are so many OSHA problems there.
So many.
So sorry about that, but I just thought it was funny.
No, yeah, but it's kind of like, it's kind of an example, because it, so I wanted to shout him out. If you haven't seen any of his recent videos with those essential jigs, definitely go check him out. They're really great videos, and he has the plants for free. Definitely just go download them. Even if you never use them, which I totally think that you should, they're definitely good to have. I plan on making pretty much all of them, because I think they're all very useful and handy, and I could use a lot of them right now. But they're also open for interpretation too, as well. I want to kind of do the push block, but I want to make that a little bit beefier. So that it's, yeah, I want to make it a little bit more jumbo size. He made them all out of pine. You necessarily don't have to, but I kind of want to make, I might make one or two of them out of like a nicer hardwood, or maybe just make them look a little sexier just because I can. Just because it's a like disposable jig doesn't mean that it doesn't have to look good. And if I have the scrap material to do it, why not? Right. It's like our buddy Rob over at Making Things with Rob.
Jig Master.
The Jig Master. He makes things out of jigs out of hardwood all the time. I mean, why the hell not?
Yeah. But they're gorgeous at the same time.
Exactly. So it should look good too. So that's my shout out, is Steve Ramsey and his Essential Jig series.
Yep.
So.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I didn't have one at the beginning of the show. But after thinking about it, I have actually spent quite a bit of time watching one of our previous guests' videos, because he's not a woodworker. He's a skill master, or a skill. He's a skill collector. That's the word I was looking for. And that's our buddy Kit Clever over at Skilltree.
Yes.
I've been watching some of his old, you know, some of his old things, and I'm like, man, to me, if you're looking to emulate somebody on a YouTube basis, depending on, you know, your level of comfort with the camera, or just being that comfortable to enjoy yourself, if you have that type of personality, go watch his videos. You will not be disappointed. They are they're outstanding. I mean, he has a great on-camera presence.
And even like, remember, like you said, like he didn't start, if you watch his really early, like his first few videos, he didn't start off like his happy personality. Like I said, he had to figure that out and like kind of grow into the presence that you see now. So that's, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, straight out of the gate. I was like, wow, this guy's awesome. And I've commented a couple times, and I'm like, dude, I love your work. I'm never going to make any, but I enjoyed watching you build it.
Exactly. He has a great polish on his videos.
He really does.
And he's a super cool dude. Like, we love Kit here. So
yeah, Kit's awesome. But yeah, that was mine.
All right, cool. Like, didn't have one at first, and now you got
one. Yeah, sometimes. I
appreciate that.
Sometimes I get one.
Since we don't have the question. Yeah, we don't have a question today, I guess. What do we do now?
I don't know. I could tell you could regale you with the stories of one of my many weddings.
Let's do that. Let's do the first one.
Okay.
And we'll work on it.
First one was a big drunken party, pretty much.
Yeah.
So let's see. I met her in Pensacola.
What What year was this?
1993. You were three.
I was three.
You were three.
Two.
Two or three.
Yeah.
You're still shitting your pants. We're trying not to. So it was 1992. I was stationed in Pensacola, Florida. And there was just this girl that she had spunk. Let's just put it that way. And I looked at my buddy and went, I'm going to marry that girl. And about 9 months later, I did. And
he said the wedding was a drunken party.
It was fun. I don't remember most of it. I do remember the honeymoon, though.
Where'd you honeymoon?
Pensacola. We didn't have a lot of money. Well, we were actually... I was getting stationed in Long Beach, California. So pretty much what we did is I took the maximum amount of leave that I could, and we used the drive from pretty much Florida to California as a honeymoon. So we stopped and saw the Grand Canyon. And, you know, some of the, as you're driving, you're like, oh, look, the world's biggest yarn, ball of yarn. Let's go see that. You know what I mean? You get to do things like that.
Right. So like all the attractions.
Yeah, we took a helicopter ride across the Grand Canyon, which was kind of cool. It was not
nice. That's pretty
cool.
was not what
I expected at all. And it was kind of funny because I spent 20 years in the military and I've never been on a military aircraft ever. Mm. Helicopter, it's a plane that. My military friends are going to kill me. Oh, what is it called? Anyway, it's a transport plane from that transport personnel and some stores kind of things.
You're talking about the... Oh, damn. No, I can't remember.
I have to say that. Let me reel that back in. I have been on a military aircraft once. I actually flew in Fat Albert. The C-130 that the Blue Angels used to carry all their spare parts and everything else.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
It was because civilians can't. Well, I'm not going to say civilians can't do it because they probably allow them. But we were able to. You know, I was just able to put my name in and go, hey, I'd like to go up in Fat Albert. And off the way. And it was. Let's put it this way. They give you this little bag. You know, like, just in case. And they were like, just in case. And I was like, all right. So it was the worst and best roller coaster that I have ever been on. At the very end, we actually went to zero G. We actually watched one guy float up off of the deck inside the aircraft. It was just kind of cool. He was standing at the bottom of a ladder that they had mounted on the deck. And he just floated up like he had an out-of-body experience. And it was like, nice. I was like, okay. And then after that, they finally opened the back and a whole bunch of air rushed in. So I didn't feel like puking after that. So nice. I did.
That sounds like a cool experience.
Yeah. So meeting my wife, my first wife, and then we end with, you know, me riding in Fat Albert, which kind of apropos. If you know what I mean. Yes, anyway. All right, buddy. Why don't you take us home so we could, you know, do some other stuff.
Exactly. So, good episode.
Thanks.
I think we covered a lot of good topics, and I hope this was helpful for anybody that wants to start their own podcast or maybe has their own and needs to figure a few things out.
Yeah, and if you have any topics that you'd like us maybe to discuss, you know, if we don't have a guest, just shoot us a DM. Or an email or something.
Exactly. Feel free to message us. Well, Steve, since it's just us, where can everybody find you at?
You can find me at Wolf Woodwick and Creations on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Although I'm barely active on all of those right now. Still getting things squared away with Dad. But I do hit eventually. Instagram more than I hit for this community. Let's put it that way. So where can they find you, Jacob?
They can find me at Native Sun Wood Art on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And I also got a Teespring account, as well as Patreon, and buy me a coffee.
Yeah, I got to wait 2 months to get my t-shirt.
Yeah, you'll
yeah, you'll get there. I'll give it to you at Makers or Workbench Con.
Exactly, which I can't wait for.
Yep.
All right, folks. So as always, if you can't financially support us on here, we totally get it. Times are tough. There's a bunch of free ways that you can support us. One, just listening to the show, sharing the show, leaving a review always helps us out. We more than appreciate it, and we are very grateful for all our listeners. And here at Makers Figuring It Out, it is our mission to educate, motivate, and inspire, and we hope we've done that for you today. So this is Steve and Jacob telling you to keep being motivated, keep learning, keep getting inspired, and keep
figuring it out.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.